This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. It's a Thursday in a very busy week in Iceland, in Icelandic politics specifically. We're going to go back to yesterday for today's episode of Oiskilith. My colleague Atli Sigthason is here. He's written this story. He's going to read it as well. Hi, Atli.
Hi.
It's been quite a week in the newsroom, quite a week
sure has. <laughs> in the country.
With a new prime minister who's been in the role before. But I want to talk about the story you wrote about the key exchanges, because this doesn't really happen anywhere else, I don't think.
No, yeah. It's a whole big thing around ministers taking office in a new ministry.
Yeah, the exchange of keys. When they swap, they literally swap the keys.
Yep.
And there are actual keys that are swapped.
Yeah, they hand them over and the news photographers take pictures of it.
Well, this happened all yesterday. So we've got the timetable here of the events as they played out with the key exchanges. Mm. So bear that in mind as you go through this story. We'll start just under the image, which is of Svandis receiving the keys to the Ministry of Infrastructure. She, of course, was the food minister.
Yeah.
She was unwell, so she was off work for a few months. But there's a motion of no confidence against her because of what happened around whaling back in the summer. Seems a long time ago.
Yeah.
And Sigurður Ingi, who is the outgoing Minister of Infrastructure, is handing the keys literally to her. So we'll start under that image. We'll go right through from top to bottom and then go back to the start. So take it away, Atli.
Yeah. Í dag eru lyklaskipti í fimm ráðuneytum. Það er kallað lyklaskipti þegar nýr ráðherra tekur við í einhverju ráðuneyti. Þá fær nýr ráðherran nefnilega lykla að ráðuneytinu frá gamla ráðherranum. Fjórir ráðherrar fara í önnur ráðuneyti en þeim voru síðast í og einn nýr ráðherra byrjar. Fyrstu lyklaskipti voru í forsætisráðuneytinu klukkan 8:30. Þá tók Bjarni Benediktsson við lyklum að forsætisráðuneytinu. Bjarni orðinn forsætisráðherra í staðinn fyrir Katrínu Jakobsdóttur. Næstu lyklaskipti voru í fjármálaráðuneytinu klukkan 9:30. Þá tók Sigurður Ingi Jóhannsson við lyklum að fjármálaráðuneytinu. Sigurður Ingi nýr fjármálaráðherra. Klukkan 10 voru þriðju lyklaskipti. Þá tók Svandís Svavarsdóttir við lyklum að innviðaráðuneytinu. Svandís nýr innviðaráðherra. Innviðir eru vegir, brýr og fleira. Líka kerfi til að flytja vatn, rafmagn og fleira. Klukkan 10:30 eru fjórðu lyklaskipti. Þá tekur Þórdís Kolbrún Reykfjörð Gylfadóttir við lyklum að utanríkisráðuneytinu. Þórdís Kolbrún nýr utanríkisráðherra. Hún hefur áður verið það. Klukkan 11 eru fimmtu og síðustu lyklaskipti. Þá tekur Bjarkey Olsen Gunnarsdóttir við lyklum að matvælaráðuneytinu. Bjarkey nýr matvælaráðherra. Bjarkey hefur ekki verið ráðherra áður.
Now I guess if we are going to learn one word today, it's going to be the word for key.
Yeah.
It comes up a lot in this story. Yeah. Lots of times to talk about as well, so that's interesting too. So the timetables, we'll pick up on that as we go through this line by line.
Já. Í dag eru lyklaskipti í fimm ráðuneytum. Today, there's key exchange in five ministries. Það er kallað lyklaskipti þegar nýr ráðherra tekur við í einhverju ráðuneyti. It's called key exchange when a new minister takes office in a particular ministry. Þá fær nýi ráðherran nefnilega lykla að ráðuneytinu frá gamla ráðherranum. It's called that because then the new minister is handed the keys to the ministry from the old minister or the outgoing minister. Fjórir ráðherrar fara í önnur ráðuneyti en þeir voru síðast í. Four ministers move from one ministry to another. Og einn nýr ráðherra byrjar and one new minister takes office. Fyrstu lyklaskipti voru í forsætisráðuneytinu klukkan 8:30. Now I have a question here.
Yes.
Is it called a prime ministry?
The prime minister's office.
The prime minister's office. Yeah, I thought so.
You maybe could say the prime ministry, but it's the office of the prime minister, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't really a ministry as such. It is that person is the if you like the chief minister.
Right.
I suppose, of all the
exactly.
other ministers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The first key exchange were in the office of the Prime Minister at 8:30
yes.
or 9:30.
And this is where I've got a question, because when we in Icelandic talk about 9:30, for example, that actually means 9:30, doesn't it? Because it's 8:30. It's 8:30.
Yeah, we're talking about 8:30 here.
So if you were to say 9:30, as I think you did in Icelandic.
Oh, sorry. I meant 8:30, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That actually means 8:30. So
yeah.
It's something that you'll see in the translations, that 8:30 is equivalent to 2:30.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll see more examples of that throughout this, I think.
We will,
we'll try
indeed.
And keep each other right.
Já. Þá tók Bjarni Benditsson við lyklum af forsætisráðinu. At that time, Bjarni Benditsson was handed the keys to the office of the prime minister. Bjarni orðinn forsætisráðherra í staðin fyrir Katrínu Jakobsdóttur. Bjarni is now prime minister instead of Katrín Jakobsdóttir. Næstu lyklaskipti voru í fjármálaráðuneytinu klukkan 9:30. The next key exchange were in the
finance ministry.
Finance ministry, at 9:30. 9:30.
30 minutes after 9.
Yeah. Yeah. Þá tók Sigurður Ingi Jóhannsson við lyklum að fjármálaráðuneytinu. Then Sigurður Ingi Jóhannsson was handed the keys to the Ministry of Finance. Sigurður Ingi nýr fjármálaráðherra. Sigurður Ingi is the new finance minister. Klukkan 10 voru þriðju lyklaskipti. At 10:00, there was a third key exchange. Þá tók Svandís Svavarsdóttir við lyklum að innviða ráðuneytinu. Svandís Svavarsdóttir was handed the keys to the infrastructure ministry. Svandís nýr innviða ráðherra. Svandís is new minister of infrastructure. Innviðir vegir, brýr og fleira. Infrastructure is roads, bridges and more. Líka kerfi til að flytja vatn, rafmagn og fleira. Also systems to deliver water, electricity and more. Klukkan 10:30 fjórðu lyklaskipti. At 10:30 there's a fourth key exchange. Þá tekur Þórdís Kolbrún Reykfjörð Gylfadóttir við lyklum að utanríkisráðuneytinu. Then Þórdís Kolbrún Reykfjörð Gylfadóttir is handed the keys to the foreign ministry. Þórdís Kolbrún nýr utanríkisráðherra. Þórdís Kolbrún is the new minister of foreign affairs.
And she always uses all four of her names, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. Yeah,
it's quite a name.
It's quite a name, yeah, yeah. Intimidating. hún hefur áður verða. She's been foreign minister before.
Yes.
Klukkan 11 fimmtu og síðustu lyklaskipti. At 11:00, there's a fifth and last keys exchange. Þá tekur Bjarkey Olsen Gunnarsdóttir við lyklum að matvælaráðuneytinu. Then Bjarkey Olsen Gunnarsdóttir is handed the keys to the food ministry. Bjarkey nýr matvælaráðherra. Bjarkey is a new minister of food. Bjarkey hefur ekki verið ráðherra áður. Bjarkey has not been a minister before.
Okay, so that was the timetable of the key exchanges. There were 5 in total. Yesterday, starting with the Prime Minister's key exchange, I would be terrible in Icelandic politics because I'm always losing my keys.
So, yeah. If I was I'm given sure a new, they are as well.
Do you think they've got spares?
Yeah.
If I was given a job I'm in sure. Icelandic politics, then the cabinet would collapse.
Yeah, so, exactly.
We'd be able to let the new person in.
Chaos and Zeus.
Thank you for that, Atlee, as ever. Of course, you can follow along, as I say, just under that photo of the... Let me see if I've got this right then. Yes, the new infrastructure minister and the new Minister of Finance as well. Atlee, thanks very much. We'll talk again next week here on Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. And you can get in touch anytime by email english@ruv.is.
There's more from RUV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.